Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
I am a little concerned about some things that are going on in our country, but I think that we are awesome, and I love us.
It's a beautiful day. Sky falls, you feel like it's a beautiful day.
It is 8:47. You're listening to Steve and Ted in the Morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. A big name in Wichita food is getting bigger. We'll have details on that story with editor Bill Roy at the Wichita Business Journal, the Business Update. Now it's time for three big things.
Three.
Two bodies found in different locations in Wichita yesterday morning. Police are investigating.
Two.
The Wichita State volleyball team is going to host an NCAA regional this weekend for the first time ever. Kansas and Missouri are also coming to that regional.
One.
Today is Cyber Monday, as Americans will be spending billions of dollars online all day today. Three big things with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
And this morning, the gasoline prices out in the Wichita area starting to slide down a little bit, $2.29 a gallon in a lot of places out there. I have seen lots of stations going down to $2.28. 228 47th Street South and Hydraulic. Also got 228 Maple and West Street. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Chad Chambers.
And let's take a look at that weather forecast here as we get underway with the final few days of November. Possibly more record-breaking warm weather. Yep, we're looking for a high today of 73 degrees. It'll be sunny and windy. Gusty wind out of the south. Still breezy tonight. Overnight low down to 52 under a partly cloudy sky. And then looking ahead for Tuesday, windy but not as warm tomorrow. Cool front comes through, might have a chance for some rain. A high Tuesday of 60. Currently in Wichita, we have a breeze out of the south that is partly cloudy, and it is 50 degrees on our way to a high of 73.
Warming up.
Yeah. KNSS Weather is brought to you by The Monarch, featuring the largest collection of craft bourbons and whiskeys in the state of Kansas. And The Monarch offers a military discount for current and retired veterans. Great place to hang out, The Monarch in Delano. It is 8:49 with Steve and Ted, KNSS. It happened 20 years ago. A Danish mother and father were arrested. Now, what did they do? Well, they left their baby outside a restaurant as they were inside enjoying drinks.
Oh. Ooh.
Bad parents.
Very bad.
Charges were eventually dropped, but the mom is still smarting. It has sparked an international debate about parenting styles. She tells the New York Post she feels that American parents are far too fearful, and that that's what got her busted in New York. She says that's normal practice in Denmark. Mom and dad go into the restaurant and drink, just leave the baby outside. So says she. She has sued New York City, and a jury did award her $66,000.
What?
So,
Oh, man,
yeah.
That's terrible.
She comes away with 66 grand out of the whole deal.
Neglect? Oh. Okay.
A little bit of music history. It was 60 years ago on this day, the album The Chirping Crickets by Buddy Holly and the Crickets was released. It contained a few songs such as That'll Be the Day.
Yeah.
Maybe Baby, Not Fade Away. Some pretty good, pretty darn good music right there by Buddy Holly and the Crickets. That album, The Chirping Crickets, came out 60 years ago today.
Nice.
That's one of those great deals if you get those Buddy Holly records from back then. That music is timeless.
Mm-hmm.
It is still rock solid 60 years later. Hey, if you're into buying toys, this might be your lucky day today. Some of the biggest deals being offered on Cyber Monday in the toy category. Toys R Us offering 15% off most items on its website. Target doing the same, should be able to score some good deals on playthings. Other companies Try to keep you loyal to their online offerings. Walmart tripling the number of items it has for sale from last year. Amazon offering new low prices on toys and other items on its site. Best Buy offering a series of items at discounted prices. Featured items like Apple MacBooks, Microsoft Surface tablets, and big screen 4K TV sets. Cyber Monday. It's already off and running with some Cyber Monday action. Nike. Nike's contribution to the National Football League is soon going to extend beyond those weird-looking color rush uniforms they have at times and the two-tone helmets that Nike provides as well. The shoe and apparel giant is working with a company that I have right here by my side, HP, Hewlett-Packard. Our little printer here in the studio that prints off little news items. Yep. They're working with HP, Nike. They're going to try to develop shoes that can be manufactured by NFL teams with 3D printers. Use a 3D printer and print off a pair of shoes.
Hmm.
How do you think of that?
Interesting.
Process of rapid prototyping would allow for adjustments and customizations to be made quickly and efficiently. How far are we away from a day in which I decide what kind of shoes I like and I hit print? And the 3D printer prints me off a pair of shoes.
We're a ways away from that.
I know we're a ways away from it, but it's closer.
Yeah, we are fairly close to a day when you can walk into a store that has a printer that will print shoes,
right,
and you could get your feet scanned and then get shoes printed for
them. Right. This will not be the first time that equipment from a 3D printer made its way to an NFL field. Back in last Super Bowl, a couple Super Bowls ago, Panthers linebacker Thomas Davis protected his broken arm with a sleeve that was printed off a 3D printer. And now Nike's working with Hewlett-Packard to make shoes.
Cool.
For NFL players with 3D printers. How about that? Hey, a big name in Wichita food is getting bigger. Let's find out those details. It's time for a local business update with editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Ted. Yeah, the leaders at Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers ready to open another Wichita restaurant. CEO Randy Simon tells the Business Journal that the company has signed a contract to buy land near Meridian and I-235. Construction would begin in March or April. The store would be the seventh corporate-owned store in the Wichita area. Well, you may not be able to avoid Wichita's most ticketed intersection, but you can make sure to follow traffic rules. The Wichita Business Journal has put together a list of intersections where the most tickets are written. We have an interactive map of the intersections where police officers wrote the most tickets. It's at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. And it may be Cyber Monday, but a new study shows that nearly half of U.S. adults prefer to shop at brick-and-mortar stores compared to online. 42% of those surveyed say supporting local businesses is important to them. The study also shows that people like self-serve kiosks and checkouts. 17% say they would be comfortable using virtual reality to shop. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Bill, I wish you would find a way to send me back in time about 15 years so I could invest in Freddy's.
Yes, that would be nice, wouldn't it?
Talk about a company that is growing with no discernible end in sight.
Yep, we did a story a while back talking about perhaps 500 stores. They're up to, around 300, close to 300. So they keep moving up.
Yeah, and we go back to a time when there was just one Freddy's store that existed, and that was out in West Wichita. Yeah,
that's right, right by my house. And I have spent a lot of time there, I'll tell you
that. And now there's hundreds and hundreds all over the nation.
Yep.
Pretty amazing stuff.
And they're doing well, and they have, I've talked to Scott Rattler several times. He was on my podcast talking about how important it is to treat people right and you have a good product.
Sounds good. Thank you, Bill. Bill Roy, Wichita Business Journal Update, the KNSS Morning News, Steve and Ted.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.